No, a goldfish does not have a 3-second memory. No, the North Star is not the brightest star. No, coal doesn't turn into diamonds. Surprised? There are literally hundreds of more pieces of information where that came from in my book, Facts That Aren't True. Click the link in the description to learn more.
So I'm a human, I have a consciousness, I can think of ideas, I can conceptualize things, and I can come up with the idea of God in my mind, and therefore God exists in my mind.
In your mind, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? If that's the case, then I can imagine the God-defeating penguin exists, which means the God in your mind doesn't exist.
God defeating what?
Penguin.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
I can imagine, in my mind, the God defeating penguin existing. So that means that anybody that imagines God, they actually don't, because the God defeating penguin that I imagined makes their God not exist.
Well, they exist in separate universes. The universe of the closed universe of your mind is different than the closed universe of my mind, correct?
I don't think so. I think you and I live in the universe.
We live in the same material universe, but the reality as it is constructed in your mind is separate than the reality that is constructed within my mind, correct?
We're still sharing the same reality, because that big circle is the universe, and then the two little circles are your mind and my mind, so we occupy the same universe.
Right, and those two tiny circles are closed off from one another. They don't share any space.
No, they do. They share the universe. Right. They're inside the same big circle.
Right. But your little circle is
not
inside
my circle. One circle, one circle, one big circle.
Right. There's three circles. And the one of the two smaller circles is not inside the other smaller circle.
They're part of the same set, though.
They're part of the same larger circle, but the two smaller circles are not within one another. They're within the bigger circle together.
They share an ultimate reality. And yeah. So since in that ultimate reality, a God-defeating penguin exists, that means that God cannot exist in that reality. Your mind is just a subset of that broader reality. And so it doesn't matter.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, dude.
Wouldn't there be a lot more fossil evidence of like transitional fossils than the ones that we have found? Like, we have found a lot, but wouldn't there be so much more? Like, wouldn't we find so much more evidence of it?
Well, what you got to keep in mind is we don't live at the end of history, but the middle of history. And so there's so much more time that we have to look for things. But fossilization is a really rare and difficult process. So the idea that, and because of plate tectonics, things get moved and buried and destroyed. For crying out loud, do you live in the United States?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been to like Utah or the Grand Canyon?
I haven't had the opportunity yet, no.
Okay, so like, you know, the Grand Canyon, the walls of the Grand Canyon are like close to a mile tall in some places. In Utah, there are these really beautiful like Zion Canyon that's these sedimentary layers, and they're half a mile tall. But like just think of a rock formation, and you have thousands of feet of sediment, but the vast majority of it, you can only see what's on the surface. So just like imagine what kinds of fossils might be thousands of feet under solid ground that we just have no hope of ever seeing. And that's an additional problem with this. So, I mean, really, this almost sounds like a cop-out answer, but I don't really think it is. But with the transitional fossils, I wish we had more, but it really only takes one. At least it only takes one to say we have supporting evidence of it. You can't say that we're lacking in evidence. And yeah, I wish we had more, but that talking point is really just kind of shifting the goalpost a little bit. And every single time, this is a meme at this point, and it was best articulated in an episode of Futurama, but every time you find a missing link, that means that there are two new missing links, the one between it and the most recent, and the one that comes before it.
Right, so it's kind of like contradictory, really.
Well, not contradictory, but it's sort of, it's kind of like the idea of the more we learn about in science, the more we figure out, the more we learn what we don't know. Because when you're ignorant, everything seems so simple and there are very few questions. But the more you learn, the more you realize how much more complicated things are. And paradoxically, it's almost as if your ignorance grows the more you learn.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Another question, because you did answer that one pretty professionally. All right, but put the fire down, caveman.
Oh, man.
All right.
Booga, 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 booga!
Yeah. So the second law of thermodynamics states that systems tend to move towards disorder. Right? Can we agree
that's
on that?
That's one way you can put it, yeah. Closed systems do.
Right, okay. So evolution, which involves increasing complexity, definitely contradicts this principle, right or wrong?
No.
Wrong? Okay.
Yeah, because life is powered by energy from the sun. So there's a constant input of energy, which means that the system can change over time and even grow more complex.
Yeah, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got me, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
So I don't believe the Big Bang was the creation of the universe. I probably subscribe to more of a big bounce theory on that. But I don't believe in infinite regression. I don't believe in any infinities. That kind of comes off of Carlo Rovelli's work.
So can I ask you maybe one or two clarifying questions?
Yes, sir.
If the universe is the only thing that materially exists, you don't count that as an actual infinity?
No, I think that I don't think it has to be. No. Okay.
Then my other question would be, do you reject that the universe goes on forever?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I can reject that, yeah.
Okay, so would that be because of, like, the infinity paradoxes, like Grim Reaper paradox and stuff like that? Or is it based on something else?
I don't recognize those arguments off the names, but I just don't, like, I can see it. So a big bounce, yeah, it's a big, you know, ripple effect, but I do believe it at some point it's got to come to a conclusion, some sort of conclusion. Either a big rip or I don't know, but I don't think that it necessarily has to go on forever.
Okay. I was just wondering what exactly the reason would be. It may be the case that some sort of weird, there's a really cool book about seven different ways the universe could end called The End of Everything. Astrophysically speaking, the author's name is Katie Mack. You'd probably really like it, actually. But
it sounds interesting as hell.
Yeah, but I mean, the universe could be infinite, and it could end at some point. So I don't really, I don't see necessarily a problem with that. But you can go ahead and give whatever. This is somehow going to lead to the case that God exists.
Yeah, because since I don't believe in infinities, and of course I'm not as physically or, you know, my arguments aren't as sound as yours, so they're going to have holes, but I just simply don't believe that if there are no infinities, right, then I don't believe in infinite regression. I believe it started at a point, I believe it'll end at a point. So I believe something had to start that, and so it's tough not to believe that some outside creator started that, especially when I look into certain things like Stephen Hawking's and Tim's book that came out on the origin of whatever that book was, that there's a lot of evidence for a 3D reality that's juxtaposed on a 2D plane or something like that, basically like an ice globe or ice globe type things, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Timothy Hegzoff's new book, recent, it's not new at this point, that was basically Stephen Hawking's last theory. You know about that? Are you familiar with that?
I think somebody brought this up once. I just don't know anything about it, so I'm not.
Okay, well,
I would be useless to provide any kind of feedback on it.
It's a well thought out theory that started from Stephen Hawking's kind of evolution of his thought. That started with his book on time, and really the thing that convinced me the most that God's real was the theory of everything by Stephen Hawking.
Why's that?
Because at the end of the book, he got to the conclusion, and basically the conclusion of that, that basically got me from the Christian view of, oh, the Big Bang is nothing, to, oh, we don't know what happened. Science doesn't claim to know what happened before the Big Bang. And that really anything could have started that, but it comes from the Big Bang. I'm not really articulating anything I'm saying very well at all, so I do apologize to you and your audience for that.
I mean, I don't know what happened before the Big Bang, or even if before the Big Bang is a valid thing to wonder. Like, maybe there's mm-hmm. no such thing as before the Big Bang. But to just say that, well, something had to have done it, and I'm going to believe that God did it. I mean, you can believe that, but I wouldn't call this... Like, I wouldn't call that evidence or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that. See, and it's even the singularity of it all that makes me think, I don't know. I don't have a great argument, so I'm going to stop wasting your time.
Okay.
All right. I love your content, by the way. Hey, I'm pretty much atheist. I just want to see what I can do. Love you, buddy.